Today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily is packed with exciting developments in the world of AMD GPUs, software updates, and breakthroughs in quantum computing. We'll touch on new authors joining the RockM blog, improvements in GNOME 50 for GPU detection, the latest Mesa release, and performance insights on the Ryzen 7 9850X 3D. So let's dive right in. Headline overview, RockM blog updates. New authors Mengxuan Yang and Sarunas Kalade join the RossM blog team. GNOME 50, improved discrete GPU detection, is set to enhance user experience for multi-GPU setups. Mesa 26.0 RC2, the latest release candidate, comes with important fixes for AMD and other drivers. Ryzen 7 9850X 3D, performance benchmarks reveal significant improvements ahead of its official release. Quantum computing, a renewed push for the National Quantum Initiative emphasizes the integration of AI and quantum systems. Deep dive on news items. Let's kick things off with the RockM updates. The RockM tech blog has added two new authors, Mengxuan Yang and Sarunas Kalade. This is an important move as it reflects AMD's commitment to expanding its community contributions. Mengxuan Yang's bio has been updated, and the addition of new perspectives in the RossM ecosystem is always a positive sign for developers and researchers utilizing AMD's open-source software stack. The RockM platform continues to evolve, and having fresh voices can only enhance the quality and breadth of content available to the community. Next up is the GNOME 50 release, which has finally landed improved discrete GPU detection. This has been a long-awaited feature, with the merge request dating back to February 2024. The new logic for GPU detection is a game-changer for users with multi-GPU setups. It allows the system to intelligently select the most appropriate GPU for demanding tasks like gaming or heavy workloads, rather than just defaulting to the first non-default GPU. This enhancement should lead to a smoother user experience, particularly for those who rely on the power of discrete GPUs for their applications. Now, shifting gears to Mesa 26.0 RC2, which has just been released with a series of bug fixes for AMD, NVIDIA, and Intel drivers. Mesa is crucial for open source graphics drivers, and this release candidate addresses several issues, including ACO compiler fixes and workarounds for specific games like Strange Brigade. For AMD users, these improvements are vital for ensuring that the RadV Vulkan driver performs optimally. The stable release is expected sometime in February, which means developers should keep an eye out for further enhancements. Moving on to the AMD Ryzen 7 9850X 3D, which is generating a lot of buzz ahead of its official launch. This processor boasts an impressive 8-core, 16-thread architecture with a total cache of 104 MB thanks to 3D V-cache technology. The boost clock has been increased to 5.6 GHz, a significant step up from its predecessor, the Ryzen 7 9800X 3D. Early benchmarks show that this CPU excels in gaming and general workloads, making it a compelling option for gamers and professionals alike. The performance gains are particularly noteworthy, and it will be interesting to see how it stacks up against Intel's offerings, especially in multi-threaded scenarios. Lastly, let's talk about the renewed National Quantum Initiative, NQI, and its implications for the integration of AI and quantum computing. As highlighted by NVIDIA, the convergence of these technologies is seen as a pivotal moment in scientific advancement. The NQI emphasizes the need for a cohesive strategy that combines AI, quantum computing, and high-performance computing into a unified framework. This is crucial as we move towards creating hybrid systems that can leverage the strengths of both classical and quantum computing. The push for a quantum GPU supercomputer architecture is particularly exciting. The integration of NVIDIA's NVQLink technology for low-latency communication between quantum and classical systems could revolutionize how we approach complex scientific problems. This initiative aims to ensure that the U.S. remains at the forefront of quantum technology, which is essential for maintaining competitive advantage in various sectors. Closing thought. As we look forward, the advancements in AMD's hardware and software ecosystems, combined with the potential of quantum computing, paint an exciting picture for the future of technology. The integration of AI with quantum systems will likely lead to breakthroughs that we can hardly imagine today. It's an exhilarating time to be involved in GPU development and machine learning, and we'll continue to keep you updated on these transformative trends. Thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPUs.